Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
It's the best time of the week. Michael Flax is in the building for another power edition of Relax. It's Flax. Bieber's on the bill. Floyd Mayweather's on the bill. So really, all the usual suspects, but this week you are taking it to another level.
Next level, because I had a great week this week.
Boom. But you haven't had the highlight of your week yet.
What? No, highlight of my week is tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be next level.
Straight into that.
Just shout out to the people, bro. Shameless plug right at the top of this.
So tonight I am playing at Madison Avenue Rivonia. My set kicks off at 10 p.m. It is probably going to be the littest night you've ever had this entire year. I know so many people are coming. The club's going to be packed. You want to get there early. I kick off at 10. Just the best of the best of the best. The best, the best, the best.
Even Casper Nyovest was like, yo, Flax, next level.
He asked me for guest list. I said, listen, I can't do it this week. You're going to have to come to my next gig.
That's it. I mean, yeah, also like Casper, and you don't want AKA.
AKA is coming, but his whole crew filled up the guest list.
Boom. Fill up the dome. Fill up Madison.
Fill up Madison.
Tonight, Flax is going to fill up Madison. That's very, very exciting. And people can just rock up, right?
Yeah, anyone can rock up. But come before 10 so you can hear my set.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be playing 10 till 11 probably.
Very, very cool. Flax is going to be at Madison Avenue tonight. If you don't know what that is, get onto Google. Get an Uber, sort yourself out.
Yeah, it's in Vessel Road.
It's not too late to book flights if you're in Cape Town or Durban. You can still turn that whole thing around and make it happen.
The other night I went clubbing. Yes, what a night.
You were telling me about this. You had a table and you...
Okay, so I rocked up with all my boys. There must have been probably about 15 of us. We got like the special table booth, which basically there's the dance floor. And then this table booth is on like just on top of the dance floor, if that makes sense. Like on the side, but you look down onto the dance floor. So we filled that up. We had 6 bottles of tequila and then a whole bunch of other things like Jaeger, all of this. We ordered so much and our section was so pumping, we had our own bouncer. So like we'd have random people try climb up and I'll just point at them and point at the bouncer and he'd kick them off. Honestly, the maddest night I've ever had. It ended at like 4:30.
What a situation. You're a professional clubber though at this point. But now you know you can't be, are you going to be like drunk before your set?
No,
you can't
do
that.
I have like a rule. I don't drink more than 2 tequilas before the set because you really, when you're DJing, you really have to think. There's a lot that goes into it. You have to perfectly time the song, your beat matching. You got to feel the crowd, all that stuff. So I do not drink before.
You got to focus. And how the hell do you see what you're doing because it's so dark?
I don't know. Your eyes sort of adjust. I'm sort of used to clubbing. I mean, I go clubbing maybe twice a week for the past.
But you've never had to focus. Like, this is what freaks me out about DJing in a club is that you've got to focus in the club.
I don't know. You get used to it. Like, my first time I DJed, I was nervous. I was very, very nervous. But tonight I'm going to be so chilled.
Yeah, rock star.
I've got my set planned. I'm so amped.
Fantastic. And we're going to hear all about it on the Gareth Cliff Show on Monday morning between 6 and 9. We've got some other people to talk about, though, in addition to you. What's up?
I don't even know where to start. There's so much going
down.
That's
why I didn't start you anywhere.
Like, should we just get Bieber out the system?
Yeah, let's do it.
Because what he's doing now is just balling out of control. Oh, and then I got Obama news with his daughter. Stuff that will blow your mind. Stuff you didn't even know they were doing. Stuff they didn't even know they were doing that I'm about to tell you that they're doing.
Levels. Bieber, what's up?
Okay. So, Justin Bieber's out now partying it up in some Hawaii vacation thing, but it's not like your average vacation because he is spending, let me pull up the figures here, $10,000 a night to rent this massive house. I mean, this house is so big and it has a man-made waterfall. What else did it have? It had a tennis court, it had a helipad, and he hasn't gone down on his own. He's taken 4 of the hottest blonde girls I have ever seen in my entire life and some dude. That's all that's partying there.
6 people in this massive house.
These girls, they're like filming videos of themselves like topless in the pool. So everyone's just naked. It's probably one massive giant orgy fest. But when I tell you probably 10 out of 10 models, they are so hot. They have everything going for them. And he's just having sex left, right, and center with whoever he wants.
This is the life of Justin Bieber. This is what this guy does. It's amazing though. He's kind of really exposing his lifestyle. He used to kind of keep this stuff under wraps.
Usually like these girls aren't even allowed to take photos, but some of these girls were posting photos with Justin. And the one was posting like, I wish I could pull it up for you. She was posting like videos of herself in the pool, topless.
And Selena Gomez, has she weighed in yet?
No. Oh, did you not see what happened the other day?
No.
So it was Selena Gomez's birthday. So Taylor Swift went and Instagrammed a photo like, I love you, blah, 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 happy birthday, blah, blah, blah. And then what Justin must have seen that. Because what Justin went and did was he Snapchatted, well, he screenshotted, and then he sent it to Instagram, a picture of him FaceTiming with Kanye West, and then who else? There was Martin Garrix and I think Scooter Braun. And then he Instagrammed it with a caption like, hello, Taylor.
Yeah, this is in response to that whole Taylor Swift, Kanye West thing, though, and they all fighting with each other because he made her famous or whatever the song says or whatever the lyric is. It's a lot to take in.
Oh, I just pulled up on Instagram. Have a look at this chick that he's partying with. And those are some of the videos.
Sahara Ray. Oh, wow. Sahara Ray.
Go pull it up. What is it? Sahara _ Ray.
Yeah. Now, wow, Sahara Ray is naked outside in front of the fountain.
Yeah, it's not really a fountain. It's a man-made waterfall.
Her nipples are touching her knees.
Yep.
She's like in a hole crotched over.
And you tell me Justin's going to be inside while she's naked outside. No.
Well, Justin's just looking at this. Justin's looking into the camera in one of the pictures with this bandana around his head, just saying, basically, if that was a meme, it would be like, I'm living my best life.
Yeah, and
they try to live yours.
And they in a helicopter while they do that.
Wow, she's beautiful.
She's hot, eh? That is a 10 out of 10. Now imagine like another three girls exactly like her.
She, but she poses quite a, she's a poser. This is a professional poser. She's floating face down on a lilo in this one photograph.
Mm.
Then someone's playing the guitar. Oh, wow. Then
you're getting carried away in the photos.
This is, she's pulling t-shirts down and going, wow, how many followers does she have? Well, she's going to have a lot more now.
Yeah, a ton. A million. Thing is, Justin's putting up the photos, but he's not tagging them. Maybe he's not allowed to.
She must be so pissed
because
off.
He's tagging his one friend who's the only dude on this trip.
Yes.
And if you go to that dude's profile.
Cedric.
Yeah, if you go to Cedric's profile, then he tags the girls and that's how you find the girls.
Maybe he's the professional bimp. Oh no, they've left Hawaii now.
Yeah, I think they left like last night because they put photos of them all in a private jet. And one thing I've noticed in the celebrity world, so a private jet has like six seats and then like a long couch, and the couch is a bed.
Mm.
If whoever pays for the private jet gets the bed, that's what I've noticed in this entire celebrity world. Like, if it's Kim Kardashian's jet and she invites all her friends,
then she's the one lying down.
She will be the one lying down on the bed. And same in Justin Bieber's photo.
What a level. Is he on tour? Is he even working, this guy?
I think he just wrapped up tour. I think he's on vacation now.
Yeah, listen. It's Justin Bieber. He's got his own world. He's the biggest star in the world.
I don't want to make Relax's Flax today too Justin Bieber heavy, but there is another story. But I don't know whether to say it or not.
What else could he have possibly done? Well, now you have to tell us.
So he wants to basically, when he dies, he's already making arrangements. So he wants a headstone, which like portrays images of his life. So any fan can go to his grave and see this headstone, which will be like movies of his past and stuff like that. Non-stop scenes from his life, they say.
So like a hologram headstone, visual TV.
He also wants to make a hologram version of himself. Remember like Tupac?
Yeah.
So he wants to make a hologram version of himself to like carry on his legacy when he passes. And he wants that hologram to play out at concerts and stuff.
Wow.
How crazy is that?
Yeah. I can't believe that this is the kid that was singing Baby a few years ago. Look at him now.
But he's worth 180 million. So I guess he can afford this.
Yeah, he can do whatever he wants.
Just, I wish I was that rich and that popular.
One day you'll be best friends with Justin Bieber. It's going to happen, Flax. Don't worry. We're sending him the podcast every week.
You just got to get followers to be friends with Justin Bieber. Because, like, I watched this music video today about, it was these two dudes on YouTube. And Justin really digs these two YouTubers. So he invited them over to his crib to film a music video. Like, how cool is that?
As you do.
Tell me that's not like the coolest thing.
If you do something cool, then Justin will notice you.
I've been tweeting the podcast link to Relax His Flax and that new show page for Relax His Flax to Justin. But I don't know. Maybe there's a delay in his PR and stuff
probably,
like that. I'm just going to keep like knocking at that door.
I blame Scooter. What else? Who else are we talking about?
Might as well keep in his circle and talk about Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, what's up with him?
What's your dream car?
This is a bit of a difficult question.
I'm like out of breath chatting about Justin Bieber. I don't know about you.
Are you overwhelmed?
Ooh, I'm proper out of breath.
Okay, you'll be okay. I don't know. What's your dream car?
Lamborghini. I want a white Lamborghini with okay. red leather seats,
so you're just
and I want
with
it to be convertible.
An overall brand. You're not going with like a specific model or a specific engine.
Oh, no. No, I want like the latest, the meanest, the biggest, the okay. this, the that.
And whatever you? It's called. I guess it's a question of questions. So would you go Ferrari? Would you go Lambo? I would go Lambo. Would you go... Yeah, I don't know, actually. It's a tricky one.
You know, one thing we never think about is maintenance for it.
Yeah, actually, an old school car might also be cool. I don't know.
No, I'm not into old school cars. Eh?
Nah, I'd take the old school.
So, Floyd Mayweather had to send in his Bugatti Veyron for like some service or something. Take a guess how much it cost.
To what, like change the fluid yeah. oil and stuff?
Okay, this car cost him $1.5 million to buy. Now he's sending it in for a service.
Probably like $50,000.
How did you know that?
I don't know. And I really didn't look.
Legit $50,000. What's how many rands is that? Can you calculate that while I break down what that 50
go
went
for
to?
It.
Okay. So $33,000 went to new Bugatti tires. $23,000 just for an oil and fluid change. And then $3,000 to freaking wash the car.
$3,000 to wash the car.
To wash the freaking car.
That's 683,000 rand, 870.
You can get like a secondhand Lamborghini
Wait,
for that price.
You said the washing was $3,000.
Yeah, washing was $3,000. How much does that add up to?
41,000 rand.
Oh my God. 41,000 rand. They better freaking wash it with their tongues for 41,000 rand.
My word. That is a level. What the hell are you washing the car with that it costs 41,000 rand?
Oaks have so much money, eh? It's ridiculous.
They'll get there. Don't worry, Flax. This
no,
is all
we need
gonna pay off.
We need to invent something like really, really cool.
Aren't you working on an app?
Yeah, I'm working on stuff, but that's top secret. That'll probably Sorry. Come out in episode 632 of Relax It's Flax.
I hope you'll be have time for us then, because the app
no,
will
always.
Taken off.
The app will incorporate Relax It's Flax.
Ah.
Will incorporate Barack Obama.
Oh, okay.
The presidency will need it. Stuff like that.
Fantastic.
It's very top secret though.
I hope we can still leave that in the podcast. Anyway, let's move on. What else?
Well, since I just mentioned Barack Obama, have you seen his daughters are in the news more than him now?
I don't really follow the daughters massively.
Yeah, it's something you don't follow. So that when it's in the news, you're like, what the F?
What's going on? Are they losing it?
They're a bit raucous, eh? They're not like as tame as we thought. So Malia Obama, is it Malia?
Malia, yeah.
Malia. So Malia Obama is like partying it up at Lollapalooza. She's not in the crowd and stuff. She's like on the stage. Like obviously there's Secret Service everywhere, but she's just partying it up. She was even twerking. She was busy rapping to Mac Miller. She was having the time of her life. And then I was like, this is a president's daughter. How crazy is that?
Well, it's not for much longer, so maybe it's time.
Yeah, but still, you'd think, oh my God, they probably so like have to be so prim and proper. But they don't. They're living life. They're kids. They're enjoying themselves.
They're people. I really want to go to Lollapalooza.
And there was no backlash, eh? It was all so chilled.
I really do want to go to Lollapalooza. It looks very cool.
What is it?
It's in Chicago. It's like a 3-day music festival. Very similar to Coachella, but it's in the city in Chicago. So it's not like dust and sand.
Mm.
I actually have a friend that went this year. It looked incredible.
Imagine being like the president's daughter and you have to go around with so many Secret Service.
Imagine being the president's daughter and then, you know, having a boyfriend or having a bae.
Just
or
the background checks you
I mean,
could get.
Levels. It's like those movies. There used to be movies about it.
Yeah, but still, if you're the boyfriend, do you just walk up into the White House? Do you have to make an appointment to go visit?
Huh. You got to go through security.
Every time you want to see your girlfriend, you have to get like your cavity searched. Yeah, you have to squat and cough. Imagine.
What else?
So then we go on to Obama's other daughter, Sasha.
What's she up to? Is that the older or the younger one?
I think it's
the younger one, yeah.
She has a summer job. Obama's daughter has a summer job.
Wasn't Malia working on Girls, the TV show, a couple of
years
ago?
Oh, remember she interned on set, yeah.
They do. They have summer jobs. What's Sasha's summer job?
She's working at a restaurant.
Oh, I mean.
But there's lots of laws, though, for child labor laws.
Mm.
Because she's 15 years old, so she's working at a place called Nancy's Restaurant. From people that have been to the restaurant.
By the way, no one can go to the restaurant anymore.
No, apparently anyone can walk in.
Really?
No one's getting searched, nothing like that. you can't even see any Secret Service there, but there are apparently she's surrounded by Secret Service, yeah. But they are so good you don't even see them.
Okay, they're just eating burger and chips.
The photos I saw, she was working the cashier.
Okay.
So there are things she's not allowed to do. She's not allowed to cook on an open flame.
Yeah.
She's not allowed to operate pressure cookers, boilers, food slicers, cutters, or mixers. She's not allowed to bake anything, period.
Mm-hmm.
She's not allowed to operate any microwaves that heat above 140 degrees, transport grease hotter than 100 degrees, work in freezers or meat coolers, and she's not allowed to wash windows higher than 10 feet from the ground. How hectic is that?
Well, isn't that would apply to all children?
Yeah, that applies to all children, but I mean,
but with her, it's very strictly enforced. Otherwise, Barack's going to come knocking at Nancy's.
Yes.
I don't get the point of this. I mean, I understand they're probably trying to teach her a lesson, but you know, just given the context that you're the president's daughter, like,
you
so
skip
dumb.
The life lesson.
It's so much effort for, yeah.
You can persuade your dad on like some mission or something instead of freaking saying, would you like fries with that?
Oh, whatever. Let's move on.
Okay. So this will blow your mind. Honestly, are you ready for this?
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. Two people in this world that you'd love to collab. Give me them.
Kanye West,
mm-hmm.
And who else would I really like to collab with? Ah, I don't know.
What's like the perfect mix?
Between Kanye West.
Yeah, say Kanye had a collab with some other dude.
Great, Kanye and Drake would be really cool.
That is happening.
No, I think I saw a little bit of this.
It was announced at... So Drake was doing a concert the other day.
Yeah.
And Kanye came out and did like two
songs.
Yeah,
you told me about this. Yeah.
And then they announced that... they're going to be collaborating on a project together.
That's very cool. Kind of like Watch the Throne, which was Jay-Z and Kanye.
I don't know where they announced this, but then Kanye, I don't know, where's Kanye's tweet? I had it here somewhere. Kanye tweeted, here. I need Tim Cook, Jay-Z, Dez, Jimmy, Larry, me, and Drake Scooter on the phone or in a room this week. So obviously there's some mad collab.
Same thing with Apple as well.
Yeah, but it could be like getting like the biggest names in the world together on one album. Think about it. Tim Cook, of course, Apple. Jay-Z, massive. I don't know who Dez is.
Maybe a producer or something.
Jimmy, I assume that's Jimmy Fallon.
Maybe.
I don't know who Larry is, but Drake, we know. Scooter Braun, who's Justin Bieber's manager. So,
and Kanye's.
And... Well, since when?
Yeah, Kanye is now managed by Scooter Braun.
Since when?
This happened a couple of months ago.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Scooter Braun signed off the whole Adidas deal for Kanye.
Hectic. Yeah. Scooter Braun must be so rich.
His levels. Is Scooter Braun on Snapchat, actually? I need to follow that guy on Snapchat if he is.
I follow his brother on Snapchat. Why do I feel like he is on Snapchat?
Let me have a look.
I think he might be on that new Instagram thing. How are you finding
that? That's such shit.
That came out of nowhere, eh?
Yeah, you know what? I never want to speak too soon, but I don't think I'm going to use it a hell of a lot. I kind of like Snapchat. But maybe, you know, the only reason people are really using that Instagram thing is because they're getting all their Instagram followers and they're getting more views.
I'm getting way more views on there, eh?
See, yeah.
I don't understand why they did it though. Like, was it like to spite someone else? Maybe someone pissed off Mark Zuckerberg or something like that?
No, I think it's just to maintain their competitive edge.
It's like, it doesn't have any face filters. All you do is record it.
They'll add it though. They will add.
Yeah, but they should have started with it.
They'll add it. We're going to have to see. It's Instagram trying to do a lot of different things. Anyways, where were we?
We just spoke about the Obamas.
Yes.
Then I told you about Drake.
The best collab. Kanye and
then,
Drake.
What did I tell you after that?
We'll have to listen back to the podcast ourselves. Let's just talk about something new. Let's get lost in a new paradigm.
I don't know if it's too early for some Kardashian news.
What do you mean
there's
too
just
early?
So much happening in this world this week.
It's just a hell of a lot going on. I want to talk about Trump. There's some interesting stuff around Trump here.
Have you heard? Yes, Trump's against Trump.
No, what's up?
So it's some like account on Twitter you follow, and basically you send them like a photo of you voting for someone else or that you root for somebody else, and they'll send you a nude photo.
Of who?
Of themselves. So it's like an account you send, say I'm
what is
voting
the handle?
For, I think it's called Tramps Against Trump. It says here, the creator who goes under the name Jessica Rabbit, started the movement, For a pic from Trumps Against Trump, all you need to do is send photographic proof that you voted against the Republican runner, and you'll get a picture back in return. Tweet them, and they'll send you a nude photo.
That's hilarious. They've got 2,298 followers, and you DM them your picture, and then they send you back a nude. And literally, the avatar for it is a female ass, and it says Trumps Against Trump.
Oh, man. And that's a nice ass.
That's a limit.
So go check out Trumps Against Trump. That's... It could be like the newest porn site on the market.
There's actually another one. There's two accounts. Wow. Okay.
Like, I want to try it, but I don't want to try it because I don't want to put that tweet out.
Just get a random picture. And actually, who knows what you'll get back? I don't know. That's hilarious. What else?
Have you ever thought of your funeral?
There's not really much to think about because if I'm Jewish, it's pretty stock standard of what's going to happen. It's a wooden box.
Can't we like choose what we want, like food wise or anything?
No, I think it's pretty, I've never been to a Jewish funeral that's particularly been different from one another. It's a pretty stock standard process.
Oh.
You can't really innovate and do like doves being let off into the sky.
I want that.
You want doves let off into the sky?
I want my funeral to be into like a national holiday.
Yeah, Flax Day.
Yeah, Flax Day. It doesn't have a ring to it, but so we'll work on the name of the day.
He relaxed too much and he died.
Relaxed because he's flaxed.
Beautiful.
No flax zone.
And then you'll take flaxies there.
And I want everyone to plant flax seeds around my grave. I want it just to be flax everything. Like George Foreman.
This is so off topic, but whatever. I watched over the weekend on box office Zoolander 2.
It's good, eh?
I actually thought it was one of the shittest movies I've ever seen in my life. It felt like an extended 90-minute advert, and I loved the first one. But the only good scene was Justin Bieber in the beginning. This is in the trailer, yeah. So I'm not giving anything away. But Justin Bieber's like running, and then he gets shot. And just before he dies, he takes a selfie, and he pouts, which is what made me think of Flaxies. You take a selfie at your funeral.
That was like one of the main reasons I watched that show, because Justin Bieber was in it.
Yeah, and he was a good cameo. But as for the rest of that movie, what a shit show.
I watched Central Intelligence with Kevin Hart.
Yeah, it's funny.
And no, I did not find it funny at all. I thought it was a waste of my time. But oh my God, last night I watched Finding Dory. What a sad movie.
Really?
Yes, I was bawling my eyes out.
Really?
That is one of the saddest movies. This, like, there's hope and then they take the hope away and then they make you sad. And then they give you hope and then they take it away and make you sad. That is not a child-friendly
story about
movie.
A fish. Okay, I must watch it. Don't tell me
so
too much.
So sad.
We were at your funeral.
Oh, funerals. So this is apparently like a big thing in China. Some dude had strippers at his funeral. He had 5 strippers busy dancing to like moves like Jagger and Maroon 5 and stuff like that all around his
coffin.
Coffin, yes. I don't think that's really like something one should be doing.
Who gives a shit you're dead? Do whatever the hell you want.
Imagine your mom's now coming to your funeral and now she's seeing all these strippers.
Yeah, it is a little bit of a lot. It's one way to really make an impact, though.
It's one way to be remembered. Like, if his funeral's anything like this person's funeral, we are definitely going.
Turn a funeral into a party.
There's a song like that, no? I forgot it.
Don't worry, we're working on that album. It's fine.
Panda dab. I got boys in that.
Panda dab.
The dab.
Now teach me how to doggy. What else?
Let's see what else I got here. Ooh, did I tell you that Kardashian news?
No, you didn't.
I feel like we just hovered over that. So, unfortunately, Kris Jenner was in a car accident yesterday.
What?
She actually wrote off her Rolls Royce. Legit wrote it off.
What the? How did this happen?
On the highway, I think someone turned into her, wrote it off, and then paramedics were on scene. And because it drew quite a crowd, because it's Kris Jenner, they couldn't take her out of the car. So they were trying to treat her inside the car.
So, and this was not just for an episode of the
show? No. Okay. I don't think so. Unless it's a very expensive episode.
Did they film them all the time?
I don't think this was filmed. I didn't see a crew there. But one thing that I thought was crazy. So this was a Rolls Royce, I think a Phantom or Ghost or whatever, convertible, like pearl white with a black roof. So she crashed it. She wrote it off. Later that day, she bought another one, the exact same color, had it delivered to her house before the end of the day.
What?
How?
From like the hospital.
Is that? I don't even think I have a price tag on how much like those Rolls Royces cost.
That's crazy.
But that is legit money for days.
Kris Jenner. Is that all the Kardashian news?
That is all the Kardashian news. Trust me, I've even left out some Bieber news I didn't want to tell you.
We got off lightly there.
Sure. Today has been a jam-packed episode of Relax It's Flax.
So much of the pop culture.
This is a transition into a weekend and a half. Like, if you do not, like, know everything by now, like, then you weren't listening.
No, absolutely. Is there anything else we should be really aware of? So we begin to land this plane.
Let me have a look. I think we covered everything.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we did the Trumps against Trump. We did the funeral. This is quite nice. We should do this every week where we touch base and cover everything that we mentioned.
Pop culture roundup. It's very cool.
They say, what's it? Repetition. Yeah.
Repetition is very important.
It's segmented in your mind.
Absolutely. I know though, want to leave us with some powerful paragraphs.
Some powerful paragraphs. Let me see what I've tweeted this week.
Yeah, you've been tweeting some serious wisdom in
you
the
past.
You
guys do team talk with Teebs, but you guys should do team talk with Flax.
Yeah, go behind some of your tweets.
Yeah, go behind some of my tweets. My latest tweet, life is a gift. Never take it for granted.
Beautiful.
And then I saw so much hate on Twitter last night, so I just tweeted, make love, not war.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's go follow me on Twitter at Michael Flax, MICHALFLAX.
How was Lochinville on the Gareth Cliff show this morning?
Oh, those guys are so cool, eh?
Tweeted about that.
Did you see the cheesy stuff I was saying?
When you hashtag excited for Lochinville on the Gareth Cliff show tomorrow, and then you tweeted a screen grab of a conversation
I had, yeah. So someone sent me Lochinville tomorrow, thumbs up, because they were excited as well. So I replied, hopefully they wear their jerseys so they don't have cold shoulders. Because, you know, their song, Cold Shoulder. So they reply, lol, wow, Mike. So I reply back to that.
Okay, and the rest of it's on Twitter.
Yeah,
it's hilarious.
You can find it all on Twitter.
Yeah, we're throwing forward to additional content. Unlock that value add.
What's your plans for the weekend?
I've got a birthday this weekend, so that should be pretty cool. And then all I want is to just sit and wait the rest of winter out. I'm so over it.
I had to go buy a heater.
I'm so over it. We've just got to – can spring day come already? Mm. I've got no more jerseys left. I've worn all my jerseys.
Do you not wash them?
Yeah, obviously I do, but I'm overwearing them. I don't like wearing jerseys anymore. I feel constricted. Like, feel constricted by the jerseys.
I don't know. I like jerseys. They keep you so warm and cozy. And
I'm over it. I don't want it to be like boiling hot.
Yeah.
But I want it to be like I can get out of bed in the morning and not like just have to immediately reach for every piece of clothing that there is.
I miss like swimming and stuff like that. I really want to swim.
But you're off to Italy. You're going to do this in a couple of days.
I'm going
to. Why are you buying a heater just before you go to Italy?
I'm going to Italy in 2 weeks, but I've still got to get through this cold front. Italy's going to be so hot.
Levels.
Wow. But I'll fill you in more on that closer to the time. You definitely have to tune into next week's Relax is Flax.
We'll be crossing live to Flax in Italy. It's going to be very, very cool.
And go check out the Relax is Flax show page. It's like the coolest thing ever.
Yeah. How do we find that?
So go to cliffcentral.com. I mean, there is a shortcut, but let me tell you both ways. So you go to cliffcentral.com and then you'll see there's like a bar where it says home, listen, shows/podcast. So go to shows, then scroll down to the right where it says more.
Yeah.
Then scroll down to the very bottom where it says Relax It's Flax, click it and watch your life change. And if you are like tech savvy, you go cliffcentral.com/relax and then what dash it's. RTS-Flax.
Fantastic.
That's if you're tech savvy and you know about URLs and dashes and stuff like that. You can find it quick and easy like that.
Boom. There you go.
Boom shakalaka.
Boom shakalaka de dab. Panda.
Panda.
Teach me how to
I got bros in Atlanta.
Oh, credit card. Panda.
Swaggy.
Yeah, there you go. how do we touch
that
base?
That actually really like flows. Yeah. Yeses.
That's a mega mix. Look, you're already DJing. Tell me how to keep up with you all day.
Okay, so you can follow me on Snapchat. Trust me, I'm going to be Snapchatting my weekend away. I promised you last week and I fulfilled that promise. I Snapchatted my weekend at the farm or game reserve, whatever you want to call it. So Snapchat's Mike Flax, MIKEFLAX. You can follow me on Instagram, Michael Flax, Twitter, Michael Flax, Facebook, Michael Flax. But if you're searching for me on Facebook, I just realized this now, you got to type in Michael Flax 92 and then it takes you straight to my page.
Fantastic. That there is this week's edition of Relax It's Flax, dude. Have an awesome gig tonight out at Madison Avenue.
Thank you.
People can catch you there. And we'll touch base again Monday morning on the Gareth Cliff Show.
Ah, whiz. Hillman on CliffCentral.com.